Yo, 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 what's poppin', what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live on the Smith Express Show. Today's gonna be crazy. You know what I'm saying? This is just the beginning. Got my partner, you know what I'm saying? Very talented dude from Texas. My big homie, M16. What's good, my dude?
What's good, G? What's good, man? You know how we do it down here?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. So, what's been up, bro? I see you out there working, getting it in.
Shit, man, right now I'm just slowly trying to build a bunch of beats up, man, creating my own sound so I can drop my own album, make sure it sounds just exactly how I want it to sound.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? But in today's era, though, you know, everybody putting out music every other minute, it's always good to, you know what I'm saying, get yourself together before you drop anything.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's why I'd much rather do my own production than rely on somebody else to do it. That way I can make my own sound so I can sound unique and different from everybody else.
For real. So, like, if you was to compare yourself to anybody, who would you compare yourself to?
Man, to be honest, there's a couple of Texas rappers down here who I kind of, you know, I grew up on a lot of them, and I listened to a lot of Slim Thug, Boss Hogg, Outlaw, and I got a homeboy, his name's Ellie Dollar. He's also, you know, hanging out with the Boss Hogg, Outlaw crew, and we even got a record together, matter of fact, and we've been doing a lot of Texas shit down here, man.
Hey, that's what's up. I already know, like, Texas always show love, though, just in general, especially today, artists or whoever down there is repping Texas.
Yeah, for sure, man.
You guys started that friendly wave, like, you know what I'm saying, to support their own type thing, if I'm not mistaken, like, with the whole Paul Wall, Mike Jones, you know what I'm saying, Chameleon.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I grew up in that era. I grew up listening to a lot of them, so now it's crazy now because now I'm actually cool with a lot of them. I actually met Chameleon there back in 2011 or 12.
Hey, that's
dope. He's a pretty cool dude, man. I think I even opened up for Paul Wall back in 2015.
That's dope.
So,
Shout out to Paul Wall.
I've been around with these dudes, man.
That's what's up. Big old Paul Wall, man. For real.
Yeah. Shout out to Swish Eyes.
Hell yeah. I remember just being hit by that wave up here. With that whole Mike Jones that's still tipping. Hey, bro, when I tell you I played the shit out that song, bro, I swear to God.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy now as I see a lot of people doing that slowed and reverb stuff.
Yeah.
And it's always been here, man. It's called Chop and Screw. You feel me?
Oh, man.
Texas originated that shit.
Damn, that's what's up, man. Shout out to Texas. Hey, I mean, but even before then, Texas always had a large history with music from back in the days, from Ghetto Boys to Skyface, you know what I'm saying? Bushwick
yes, sir.
Bill
yes,
and them.
Sir.
You know what I'm saying? Texas always been putting it on Pimp C, UGK, Bun B movement.
Yes, sir. R.I.P. Pimp, man.
Real shit.
That dude actually passed away a couple of days after my birthday, man. I was devastated.
Damn, and that's crazy. He definitely was a legend, though. He definitely a legend.
Yeah, he paved the way for a lot of us, man. A lot of us.
Hell yeah. It'll never be another one, for real.
Never, man, never.
Man, what's it called? On Trade of Truth? From out there, right? Or nah?
Yeah, he out from Houston. I think right now he's staying up in Atlanta, actually.
That's what's up. He definitely put on. You know what I'm saying? He's doing his thing.
Yeah, he go hard. Him and Zero. I don't know if you heard of Zero. Zero go hard too.
Yeah, my guy out in Austin, his name, little homie, his name Cruz, he be telling me all about Zero. Like,
talking about Marcus?
Nah, my homie Cruz. His right name Cruz. You know what I'm saying? He up and coming artist out there too. He's 14 years old. He be getting it in. But he be
telling what's up, man.
Yeah, but he be telling me about Zero a lot.
Oh yeah, man. Zero's an underground legend, man. He's an underground legend. That boy stay putting out hits all the time. For years.
Man. Hey, you know who else I got put on down there though? Fucking SPM.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I came across one of his boys the other day. He told me he's getting out, I think, next year. He's getting out of jail next year.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up, G. Hey, buddy, dope. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, to me, like, a lot of people are sleep on the Latino hip-hop era. You know what I'm saying? Like, they getting it. They definitely put on and get it in.
Yeah, for sure, man. I think they still got a bunch of his records still, like, unreleased records still being pushed out to this day. Yeah. A lot of them. He got albums worth of shit.
Damn, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Shit, and when you come home, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure you're going to get it in. You know what I'm saying?
Non-stop. Oh, for sure, man. I think I was trying to get contact to get some work done, actually.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. Hell yeah. That's what's up. I think that'd definitely be a good look, though, because, you know what I'm saying, buddy nice.
Oh, yeah, bro. He stay on them flows, man. He
real,
stay on top.
Real shit. Damn, so, I mean, but let's get back to you, though. Like, so you do beats, you rap, you know what I'm saying? You do the whole...
Yeah.
So, like, what's some
of
your influences?
I do all of it, actually.
Oh, yeah, mix and master? I already know. Jack of all trades. Real shit. Damn. So, like, what are some of your influences, though?
Shit, man. To be honest, I listen to a lot of Lil Uzi Vert. I've been listening to him for a minute now. Since before he even came out on Double XL. Shit, I've been listening to a lot of... Suicide Boys, too.
Damn. Hey, that's what I'm saying. Like, I've been hearing, like, you know what I'm saying? I've been seeing a lot of people talk about the Suicide Boys. But, you know what I'm saying? I never really, like, you know what I'm saying, really got a chance to really check out their music. But Lil Uzi Vert, yeah. Vert cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, from his style and swear, you will never believe he's from Philly.
For sure, man. That's what I was saying today, actually. I was listening to a couple of his unreleased records. And I'm like, yo, how are these unreleased, man? This man need to put this out, bro. This is hot.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't even finna stunt. You know how most people try to go along with and try to fit in? Like, I ain't even gonna stunt. Like, I'm sleep on Uzi. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just ain't my cup of tea, but you know, I'm gonna definitely check him out. You know what I'm saying? And give him the, you know what I'm saying, benefit of the doubt. You know what I'm saying? Is there any song?
Yeah, man, on YouTube, if you just search Lil Uzi Vert, you'll see a bunch of unreleased stuff that he ain't never put out, and that's hotter than his album shit, man. Hey. I'm like, how is this unreleased stuff, man?
Hey, that's crazy. That's crazy. Man. So, you know what I'm saying? You say you dropping an album, right? You working on an album?
Yeah, I'm working on an album right now. I don't have a name for it yet, but I've actually had a ton of fucking beats that I need to sit down and finish so I can, you know, record a record over it. But yeah, I'm trying to make it unique and up to date with today because these beats are kind of old. But I mean, if I switch a couple of things up around, I can make it sound like I just made these yesterday.
Yeah, that's dope. Hey, we definitely need to work, man. ASAP, for real.
For sure.
Hell yeah.
For sure, man. You know I'm with it.
Hell yeah. So you know what I'm saying? So, like, just take me back. Like, how did you even get started in the music field?
I started actually freestyling with a couple of my homeboys in the neighborhood. And from there, I met some people when I was in high school who had a home studio. So I went over there and I was recording stuff with them. And then I told him, like, hey, I know how to make beats, too. Oh, man, I was making beats on a PSP, bro. And it was like, yo, how are you doing that? And I was just like, look, check it out. It's easy. I would cook up a beat real quick and then export it, put it on the computer, and we would all freestyle to that shit. And then it all went from there, man.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. Hey, I remember having a PSP, man. Damn.
Yeah, the PSP, bro.
Damn.
That's how I started making beats off a PSP.
He's, like, you know what I'm saying? Even take it back to the PSP era. Like, that era alone, like, Houston was definitely on their shit. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, man.
They definitely was taking over. Real shit. Even like, oh, you know who was another name that I forgot to mention? Lil Kiki be getting it in.
Yeah, I think they actually had a show this past weekend. Lil Kiki, Paul Wall, I think Baby Bash, Slim Thug, they had a show this past week, a couple hours away from here.
Hey.
I heard it was popping.
I'm already knowing. Fucking Baby Bash is dope in his own way.
Baby Bash too, man. Hey. You know who else dope too? Lil Flip. Remember Lil Flip?
I forgot all about Flip. Big up Flip, hey, man. Hey, Flip be getting
I actually got contact with him too. We've been working for the past couple of years, man.
He
cool as hell.
Hey, that's what's up. Flip be getting it in. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
That's definitely underground. Okay. Matter of fact, I'll probably say he's definitely the first person that made me even turn my head to Houston.
You know what I'm saying? No lie, bro. When I was a kid, he was the first Houston person album that I ever purchased, man.
Yeah.
When that Game Over track came out, remember Game Over? Remember that shit?
Yeah, damn.
Yeah. That song came out, I had to go buy that album. And then whenever I heard it and I was bumping it, people were like, yo, who is that? And I'm like, bro, you don't know Lil Flip? He from Houston. And they're like, oh, shit, that's him? I didn't know, man. He sounds different.
Damn.
Like, yeah, this is the album, man.
Damn, like, what's it called? My first time ever hearing Flip was a song he got called This Is The Way We Ball.
Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah. That's old as hell, bro. I forgot about that shit.
Real shit. Like, that was my first time ever, like, hearing Flip. You know what I'm saying? But that CD, that CD was dope. I went and bought that album. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a dope CD. I ain't even gonna stunt. But Houston, period, though. Like, music scene, the R&B, you know what I'm saying? Beyonce, Destiny's Child.
Beyonce, too, was about to say, yeah.
Yeah. What's it called, too? Megan Thee Stallion? Ain't she from out there?
I think, that's right. I think Bryson Tiller, too. He's an R&B singer. He's from Houston, too.
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Houston definitely got a long list of celebrities and musicians, bro. Real talk. Hey,
for sure, man.
Oh, no, what was you saying?
I was about to say, man, like, I see a lot of it. A lot of the Houston, the old Houston scene coming back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing, like, a lot of the style and the music that's being put out. A lot of the stuff that's being put on the beats and all that, I can see it. Like, it's still an influence in everybody's music nowadays.
Hell,
no matter where you're from, you could be from up north, you could be from the west coast. No matter where you're from, you gonna get some kind of Houston influence in your music.
Hey, real talk though. Hey, that's what I'm saying. Like, Houston definitely made a strong impact. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Even with Rap-A-Lot Records and Jay Prince.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, bro. Jay Prince, can't forget about him, man.
Real shit. That man definitely paved the way for
that man don't play. I heard so many stories about him, man. You be surprised at what this man can do, man.
Hey.
You be doing some crazy shit out there in the streets.
Damn, that's crazy. Shout out to Jay Prince, man. Because he signed a couple of Chicago legends, like Do or Die. Johnny P. Yeah. So shit, you know what I'm saying? His name definitely ring bells in the streets and shit. So shit, hey, I mean, for those that are trying to get in contact with you, how can they reach you? You know what I'm saying? Through social media and all.
If you go on any platform, just search Real M16. That's R-E-A-L M16, and you can find me anywhere on Instagram, Facebook, anywhere.
Yeah, all right. But hey, quick question: the origin of your name. Like, how'd you come up with the name M16?
It was given to me by a couple of my homeboys who they had actually came back from the military. They were Marines, and they heard me freestyle one day, and they was like, "Yo, this dude could kill it when he goes fast. He could kill it when he raps slow. They're like, he's like an M16." So I just stuck with that.
Hey, that's dope. That's dope, man. For real. You, for your new album that's finna drop that you're working on, do you got an exact release date or anything or no?
Nah, I don't. I don't actually have a release date, but I think I'm about 60% done with it. So I think probably the beginning of next year should be ready to go.
That's what's up.
If you go on my SoundCloud, search Real M16, you'll find all the latest songs that I put out.
That's what's up. Any special collaborations on there we should be looking forward to?
What's that? You broke up. I couldn't hear you.
Now I was saying, was there any special collaborations you got going on that we should be looking forward to?
I got a bunch of records with my homeboy Spark Dog. He's from Killeen, Texas. He actually just got signed to Drummer Boy. I think it's called Drummer Boy Productions. I got a couple collaborations with my homeboys Flood the Wave from San Antonio, Texas. And I think that's it. I think that's all I got for right now.
That's what's up, man. And that's crazy. It's dope that you into the music thing, bro. Never give up, bro. For real.
For sure, man. For sure. I'll never let my dreams die.
Real talk. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, what, like, anything else besides the music that you got going on?
Not really, man. I'm just really, really working and trying to get back to where I was. I got stabbed last year in January. Yeah, January 26, 2019. I got stabbed by a member of my team, man. He was the guy who was holding the camera. But it set me back a little bit. It set me back, but, you know, I'm coming back. I'm coming back strong, man. You feel me?
I'm already knowing what's one, you know what I'm saying, a couple steps back, it's only going to be for a greater comeback. Hey, so, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all this music you got going on, do you have, a dream collaboration?
A dream collaboration, man. I never really thought about that, to be honest, because I actually be doing a lot of my collaborations that I be dreaming about, man. I've been cool with Slim Thug. I've been cool with Lil Flip. I've been cool with all these Texas legends that I grew up listening to. So, it's like, I'm living my dream, you feel me? I've done it already.
Hey, that's so sad.
I honestly can't sit here and say I have a dream collaboration. You know, I'd like to make a track with the Suicide Boys someday or shit, even DJ Paul or Juicy J. That would be cool, too.
That'd be dope. That'd be dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always been a 3-6 Mafia fan.
Yeah, bro, they've been tight, man.
For years, bro. I'm already knowing. Man, that's crazy. Well, my first time hearing 3-6 Mafia or really paying attention to them was when the smoke clears or they even tear the club up in, like, 97, like, 97, 98.
Bro, you ever been to a Juicy J show?
Nope, real shit, I never been.
Bruh. That is the most tightest shit ever, man. The fucking crowd goes wild for that dude, man.
Hey, that's what's up. What song do he...
They go wild, man.
What song do he be playing that be getting the crowd crunk? I know he got that a lot.
When I went zipping a double cut with 2 Chainz, that shit was fucking tight, bro.
He got hits for days, like... For real.
Yeah, he's still putting out hits. I think he just put out one with Anna Lee Chopper. That shit was pretty dope, too.
What's it called? I'm going to definitely check that out. You know what I'm saying? Big ups, Juicy J. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you solo? Are you moving in a group? Or, like, how are you?
Right now, I'm solo, man. I'm doing my own thing right now, focusing on myself. So, M16... Heavy Grind Entertainment, that's what I'm doing right now, man.
Hey, that's what's up. You looking for artists or you have artists under your wing so far?
No, I got a couple of boys of mine that, you know, we do a couple of records every once in a while together. We come together and we do albums and shit. We actually haven't done it in a minute. We put one out a couple of years ago and that shit rocked, man. That shit banged. We had a couple of music videos that put out on YouTube too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look me up on YouTube, you can find all them videos too, man.
Hey, I was just about to say, definitely send me links, G. Hell yeah, bro.
Hell yeah, for sure, bro. Damn. We've been on tours and shit all over Texas. We recorded the whole thing the whole way. We put a whole music video together about it. It's pretty dope.
That's what's up. Hey, so you know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? Since you got so much history in the music scene, you know what I'm saying, hip hop scene, like from then to now, how do you feel about today's era in hip hop? Your honest opinion.
I feel like a lot of the old heads, they like to hate on the youngins, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, that's how life is, bro. Like, no matter what you do, if it's different from the regular, people are going to hate on it, no matter what. But if you're different and you're unique, you stick out. And if you stick out, people are going to talk shit about you, and they're not going to like you for that. So I see these young people coming out, and they got their own swag, and they have their own style, and I can't hate on it, bro. I can't hate on it. I just gotta ride the wave too. You feel me?
True.
I gotta do the same thing as them for me to be successful in what I need to do.
True. I definitely see where you're coming from. You know what I'm saying? Cause like, but hip hop has definitely changed from even the little Flip era till now. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for sure, it's changed dramatically.
Yeah, like even how like we receives it, like you know what I'm saying, how we receive it and even get the music. Remember back in the day, like you had to wait every Tuesday at the record store. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, bro. Now it's different. They got everything on the computer, on your phone. They got all these apps. It's real accessible and real easy for you to get in. You know, you can download it. You can do all that. Whatever you want to do, it's right there, right in front of you.
Man.
It's just different from back then when we had to wait till the CD store opened so you can go and grab an album
and that CD store didn't open till like 10 and 11, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro, you there waiting in line for everybody that's, like, I remember waiting in line for the Commissioner, what was it? His first album. I mean, I forgot the name of it, but I remember being in line for that shit, bro. I bought like 4 copies of that.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, whoa, what are you doing? Where you going with all them copies? I'm like, yo, I need me mine, bro. I need mine, bro. So I went back to school and I flipped them for twice the price. Shit, people couldn't get it here.
Wow. They
had to wait to get it online or something. People didn't really want to wait for that.
Damn, that's crazy. What was on that CD? That Riding Dirty? That was on that CD, right?
I think it was Riding Dirty, and I Want to Turn Up, I think, with Lil Flip. There was a couple other records on it. I think it's called Revenge. Something. I forgot the name of it, to be honest. I really don't remember.
Oh, damn. Right. Hey, shout out to Chameleon now, though. Hey, now, to me, in my opinion, flow-wise, he probably got the best flow in Houston.
The first CD that I ever heard from Chameleon was Get Your Mind Correct, but I actually edged away from him and was listening to other hip-hop at the time, and then out of nowhere, I came upon the mixtape Messiah. You ever heard that one?
Nah, it's dope.
Bro, he made it was a three CD album, bro. Each one of the CDs had like 20, 30 songs. And
it was two CDs
were all nothing but diss songs towards Mike Jones, bro.
Wow.
And the third CD was Chopped and Screwed.
Wow, he snapped.
He killed that man, bro. He killed him, bro.
Damn, I swear to God, nah, that's news to me. I never heard of that, bro.
You never heard that, bro? That is legendary here in Texas, man. The Mixtape Messiah. I think he made like 7 or 8 different versions of Mixtape Messiah. But after the first one, he quit going at Mike Jones.
Damn.
He killed him on that shit.
Damn, that's crazy. Like, why? Like, do you know the origin of their beef?
I think Kamina was trying to get, oh no, they were trying to get Kamina in the Swisher house, but you know how record deals, how they are, and people always trying to screw everybody over. That was going on, and a lot of it was aimed at Mike Jones because he was trying to screw over, I think it was Paul Wall, Kamina, and his brother. They were all trying to be recruited into Swisher house.
Damn.
But, you know, Mike Jones was just doing dirty work. So, come in there and say, you know what, fuck this shit, man. I think for a while, Paul Wall and Kamina were even beefing with each other.
Yeah,
and
like...
And that last time that I saw Nick come in there, that was their first, that was Paul Wall and Kamina's first concert together since they had beef.
Damn. Hey, because you know what I'm saying? I ain't even gonna lie, like, they grew, like, I was reading the history on them two and how close they was, and you know what I'm saying, how they end up beefing, and how they said something when Kamina won that Grammy, Paul Wall went up on stage, you know what I'm saying, to salute him.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, I mean, it was a bunch of respect due with it, but it was also just both of them, Paul Wall and Kamina, they had different aspects and different views, and they just wanted to go do their own thing because they started out together as the Color Changing Clique. That's, wow. That's what it was called. It was a group that they had, but Paul Wall had his own, you know, he wanted to go his own way. Kamina wanted to go his own way. So that's what started the whole beef between both of them.
Damn, that's crazy. Like, and you know what I'm saying? I didn't know Mike Jones was dirty. Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know him personally or anything, but, like, from the stories and what people say, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, bro. I think I seen him sometime last year, I think it was, in San Antonio. That boy hurting, man. Come in there and set his ass back, bro. He hurting for some shows.
Damn, Mike Jones. Like, you want to know what's crazy? Like, do you remember the incident of him and Trey the Truth?
Oh, yeah, when Trey fucking punched the shit out of him. I remember that.
And the Ozone Awards in front of his mama?
Yeah, bro. I remember that shit, bro. I forgot about that, dude.
Man, that's crazy. Like, you know, that was my first time ever hearing about Trey the Truth, was from that incident.
Hey, but Trey had to set his shit straight with him, man, because Mike Jones was disrespectful, man. He was going around flaunting shit and just acting a fool. So Trey, the president of Houston, man. That boy is literally the president of Houston. Whenever hurricanes come through, you know, Louisiana and these southern states that, you know, the hurricanes hit.
Yeah.
Trey, the first one out there, bro. He's out there literally in the water, chest deep, helping people out, getting out their homes and their cars and shit. He's rescuing people, man.
Hey, that's crazy, bro. Salute Trey. I, you know what I'm saying? I already know, like, cause he got his own day, right?
Yeah. He got his own thing, bro.
That's what's up, man. That's crazy.
I think he was signed under
T.I.
T.I. That's why he moved up to Atlanta. He was up there fucking with Tip, man.
That's what's up. So, you know what I'm saying? So, look, you know what I'm saying? So, like, where do you see yourself in, like, the next 5 or 10 years?
Man, I see myself up there trying to do what Trey's doing, man. I really like what he's doing. I really like that he's a big person for the community and helping out the community, making sure everybody's straight. Because it's not only just when hurricanes come through. For Christmas, I see him out there giving out gifts for all the unfortunate kids in the neighborhood. I see him doing it big, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like I need to do that. I need to make sure that the streets are good, man, and these kids who don't have what other kids have, they good too, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's what's up, man, for real, that's definitely be dope, man, that's definitely be dope. You know what I'm saying? Just to have someone out there. Because you know what I'm saying? You always got to be that one person that, you know what I'm saying, you wish you had growing up.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. I think that's what everybody's mentality should be in life, you know? Always live to be the person who you needed in life, you know what I'm saying?
That's real. So, hey, let me ask you this question. How you feel about the president, the whole president election type?
I actually signed up to vote this year. Yeah. I'm 28 years old and I ain't never voted before, but I signed up to vote this year and I didn't even vote straight up because I didn't like, my ass was going to go vote for Kanye, to be honest. But then I thought about it and I was like, nah, bro, Kanye's too crazy to be president too. So,
man,
I'm very neutral with my decision and who I wanted to pick this year.
That's what's up. Much respect, though, man. Because, you know, a lot of people, like, honestly, a lot of people were just doing that just to follow trends. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's the way it's always been, bro.
Nah, that's crazy. Like, but I ain't even finna stunt though, bro. Like, for like before it even started, it looked like Trump was gonna repeat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it was just a bunch of the supporters. There was a bunch of supporters out there for Trump, and that was real. You know, like you felt like, oh man, Trump's probably gonna win because all these people out here, they putting on for him, and they got flags and you got hats and all that shit. But
man,
hey, bro, the people have spoken, man.
Real talk, hey, but hey, them Trump supporters, they go hard, bro.
For real, when I found out Biden won, I think it was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
When I found out he won, I was like, yo, I wonder if they're going to have, like, all the old Trump shit on clearance or some shit.
Because
everybody was putting an arm for him, bro.
Man, hey, but, like, bro, like, bro, his supporters, bro, was strong, bro. Like, and the thing is, it's like, I was more shocked for the simple fact he never had a, like, he was, you know what I'm saying? He's not even qualified, really, to be president. Or, you know what I'm saying? He don't got no background, no history in politics or anything. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I think a lot of people were saying, like, he's a businessman. And just like how Jay-Z said, I'm a businessman, you feel me? So, yeah. It's like, he had to be the person to run the country for a little bit just because he was a businessman, but to be honest, it's not all about just business. It's about integrity and actually showing people that you actually care about them. Yeah. It's not just about business and money. You feel me?
Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's pros and cons. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? But one of the things though that I looked at it was like, you know what I'm saying? Even when he won, you know what I'm saying? You never wish bad on someone that's driving a plane. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We all in.
Yeah, because they could have gotten a lot worse, bro.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want him to crash knowing that we all are on the plane that he's guiding. So, you know what I'm saying? But, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, because we all on the same plane, bro.
Real
we
talk.
All on the same plane.
Man. But, gee, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? That whole election, even how it played out, though.
Yeah, it was crazy. When I found out, I was actually in San Antonio last night, and there was people honking like crazy downtown San Antonio, like the Spurs won the championship.
Damn.
I was like, yo, man. Like, there was literally people on horses and fucking mariachis playing trumpets and all kinds of shit. It looked like a big celebration downtown San Antonio last night.
Damn, that's crazy. For real. Man, but you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's definitely an honor for you to be on my show, bro. Real talk.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you for having me on here and actually giving me time to be on your show, bro.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? No problem, bro. Hey, we definitely going to link up, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to introduce you to some of my work. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, hey, we definitely, you know what I'm saying? We definitely got that same swag. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know what I'm saying? When you hear my music, you could tell, like, I was influenced by that Houston era. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I'm with it, bro. Let's get it.
Hell yeah. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, beats-wise, everything, bro. I'm going to definitely shop with you. You feel me?
Hell yeah. Let's get it, bro. I'm ready.
Real shit, bet, bro. So, like, you know what I'm saying? As soon as we get off, bro, I'm going to shoot you a text and everything. You feel me?
Hell yeah, bro. I got you, for sure.
Hell yeah. Let's definitely get it, bro. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to hold you up too long, no, bro. Keep grinding, bro. I see you, G. You out there, for real.
Appreciate it, man. Let me know what's good. I'm always here for anything that you need, bro. Stay safe, man.
All right. Likewise, my dude.
I appreciate it, bro.
No problem. Yo, dope interview. Big homie M16 from Texas. Man, Southern Texas, they definitely get it in. A lot of history, musically, sports-wise. Man, they definitely made their mark in the game, bro. My partner M16, dope producer, dope rapper. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of works going on. Got potential to take over some shit low-key. You know what I'm saying? Man, just an all-around solid interview, man. Blessed to have him on my show all day. But there you have it, Smith Express Show. And we out. Let's get it.